Amazingly, MARTA is no longer a four-letter word in Metro Atlanta. For years, MARTA has been the battered and neglected transportation stepchild in Georgia. But today, MARTA is on the rebound. The ninth largest transit agency in the country is operating in the black, its ridership is up, its trains are running more often. It's even improving its bus service, which was cut during the Great Recession and tight budget years. In November, Clayton County became the third county to join the regional transit system, the first in 40 years. And the Atlanta Streetcar's launch in December was the first rail expansion in years. But what may be most striking to me, a native Atlantan, is hearing some state leaders say positive words about transit in general, and MARTA in particular. General Manager Keith Parker acknowledges the agency's victories, but he is the first to say that MARTA's struggles are not over. As Parker puts it, MARTA is at a crossroads. The question before us is relatively simple. Will the Atlanta region and the state of Georgia embrace transit once and for all? MARTA is the largest transit system in the country to receive no annual operating revenues from the state. And for more than four decades, only two counties, Fulton and DeKalb, have been paying the one-cent MARTA sales tax. And that's despite the entire region benefiting from transit. Think about it. Atlanta would have never won the 96 Summer Olympic Games without MARTA, or either of the two Super Bowls, or the final four games, or any of the other major sporting events we get on a regular basis. And what about all our major conventions? And what about our direct MARTA line to Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport? It's hard to imagine how horrendous our region's traffic would be if MARTA was not taking thousands of cars off our highways and roads every day. Despite the regional and statewide benefits of MARTA, two counties have been shouldering the financial burden of the system for decades. Because we have not invested more in MARTA, it has not expanded into the five-county system that was originally envisioned. At long last, state leaders are willing to say the word transit. Some even mention the word MARTA in mixed company. A joint legislative study committee recently released a report that actually called for the state to fund transit. These are all encouraging signs. It does feel as though we're at a turning point. Leaders recognize that millennials and the companies that want to hire them like being near transit. And MARTA is welcoming development around its stations, changing our cityscape. But until we see real dollars on the table, we won't know whether everyone is just playing nice or whether a true change of heart is taking place.